The Republican National Committee voted last night to sharply limit the number of people who come to the business-only convention in Charlotte. As WFAE's Steve Harrison reports, there will be only 336 delegates in Charlotte, enough to fit in one hotel.
The GOP said Jacksonville, Florida is the favorite to host President Trump's acceptance speech, as well as other celebratory parts of the Republican National Convention.
First of all, we are going to keep the business of the convention in Charlotte. That is for sure. It's going to be smaller and scaled down. And then we are looking for a different city for a celebration. There's a couple more things we need to do before we can announce that. But Jacksonville is absolutely in the front running position.
That's RNC Chair Ronna McDaniels speaking to talk radio show host Hugh Hewitt. After her comment, the GOP decided just what that business side would look like. Instead of having nearly 2,500 delegates, there will be only 336 in Charlotte, according to an RNC official. That's 6 delegates for every state and territory. That means the RNC, which was supposed to bring 50,000 people to the city, will likely bring only a few hundred to Charlotte. The RNC also voted to keep the 2016 party platform as the GOP's platform for 2020. The decision eliminates the need for the GOP to meet in Charlotte to discuss the party's official positions for the November election. Republicans moved President Trump's acceptance speech out of Charlotte because Democratic Governor Roy Cooper wouldn't guarantee that 19,000 people could fill the Spectrum Center. It's unclear what will happen to the $50 million that's been raised by the local host committee for a Charlotte convention, and whether local businesses like Duke Energy can get their money back, or will it still go to the Republican National Committee. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.